I'm Ken Cheng. Welcome to my home. There are a lot of phrases that English people use that I think are bullshit. Here's a countdown of my top 10 most hated proverbs. 10. Today is a gift. That's why they call it the present. That's just below average wordplay disguised as wisdom. Anyone could do that. Keep your eye on the time. That's why they call it a watch. Easy. 9. Don't judge a book by its cover. I don't have time to read every book. Of course I'm going to judge it by its cover. I only read The Life of Pi because it said winner of the Booker Prize on the cover. If I hadn't judged it by its cover, I would have missed out on a good book. 8. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. You just said don't judge a book by its cover. Why would I judge a horse by not its mouth? I always inspect my gifts. I actually prefer it when people leave the price tag on, so I know exactly how much they value our friendship. This is just one of those phrases that pretends to be good advice, but is actually just a useless fact about animals. 7. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. See? Useless. If the drinking game Ring of Fire has taught me anything, it's that you can make anyone drink anything. 6. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's simply an ageism lawsuit waiting to happen. 5. No news is good news. I can think of hundreds of situations that's not the case. Like if you're trapped down a well, or you're a journalist, or you're waiting for an organ donor. 4. A watch pot never boils. This is not true. I know this because I like to watch the pots of my enemies by standing outside their kitchen so their dinner never cooks and they get hungry. It never works. Usually a waste of my afternoon. 3. Killing 2 birds with 1 stone. Who goes around throwing stones at birds? If you go around killing birds with stones, you have issues. If you go around killing birds with stones so often that you need a more time-efficient way of doing it, that is an obsession. 2. Not enough room to swing a cat. Who goes around swinging cats in rooms? Why are these proverbs all about animals? I don't care about dogs, horses, birds, or cats. And 1. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Stop it now. What's this English obsession with animals, especially when it comes to counting them? Get a hobby. Well, thanks for coming over. I've been Ken Cheng, and this has been my top 10 most hated proverbs. Remember this one: the fool speaks, but the wise man listens.